大家好，新年快乐。
Good morning, Happy New Year, everyone.
来，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
Dear God, thank you for your word. It gives us everlasting life. Help us to understand and find everlasting life.
主，我们感谢你，我们感谢你自己的话语，是我们能够从你的话语里面找到我们永恒的生命。
This we ask and pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
我们这样祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Ebola
okay.
is the scariest rare disease of
2014. The Ebola is 2014.
This virus was first discovered in 1976 near the Ebola River in the Republic of Congo in West Africa.
那么这个病毒实际上是在1976年的时候在刚果这个西非的刚果发这个一个伊波拉河边上发现的。
Over the decades, Ebola was relatively rare, but the virus broke out last year, marking it as the worst Ebola outbreak in the whole of history.
在过去的几十年当中，是这个伊波拉这个病毒实际上很罕见，但是在去年呢，它也这个成了一个很恐怖的一个，在历史上很恐怖的一个病毒的爆发。
Ebola also had gained of heavy media coverage in the news, highlighting the severe symptoms.Of fever, muscle aches, vomiting, diarrhea, very terrible stuff. The liver and the kidney will start failing caused by internal and external bleeding.
然后这个伊波拉在去年呢也得到了很多新闻的这个重点的报道，他呢就报道这个伊波拉的这个症状，就是发烧啊，这个肌肉疼痛啊，呕吐啊和这个拉肚子。然后呢，这个肝脏和肾脏都开始这个损坏。
In the poorer regions of West Africa, with terrible healthcare, many victims of Ebola are left to die on the streets and even at their homes, their own homes. Because Ebola is an airborne virus, it spreads very quickly.
那么在西非这个很穷很破的地方呢，他们这个医疗保健系统不是很健全，所以好多的这个伊波拉的这个病人呢就被留在这个街上。在他们自己的家里面，但是因为这个伊波拉它是通过空气这个传染的，所以它传得很快。
This led up to the setup of quarantine centers where victims are isolated from the general public. If you have Ebola, you have to leave your family and be separated from your loved ones.
所以这就使这个成立了这个隔离的系统，就是把这些伊波拉的这些病人把它隔离开来。然后呢，让他们从这个大众里面隔离，让他们呢离开他自己的家人。
It is a sad reality. You will be viewed differently. People will be scared to be around you, for fear that they will get the same virus as you have.
这是很难处理的一个事情，因为你如果说得了这个伊波拉以后，人家就看你就不一样。然后呢，你还要离开你自己家人，然后呢，这个不能和家里面人在一起。
Serious diseases have been popping up here and there throughout all of history. AIDS killed millions of people in the modern era. The bubonic plague in the 14th century killed millions of Europeans.
在整个这个历史当中，有好多这样不同的这个疾病，在对人类造成了很大的影响。在过去的几年当中，有这个艾滋病，这个得艾滋病死了好几百万人。然后呢，这个在14世纪的时候，那个楚月在欧洲也死了好多人。
Healthcare and hygiene is a serious factor when it comes to controlling and avoiding such diseases. The U.S. government set up the CDC.Center of Disease Control for this very purpose.
所以医疗保健这个系统实际上是一个很重要的一个环节来控制这些疾病的发生。所以在美国就成立了这个疾病控制中心。
The CDC also enforces regulations and laws to keep America healthy. Just recently, CDC declared a flu epidemic last week when 22 children died from the common cold.
所以这个 CDC 它就是来这个执法来控制这个美国，让这个美国能够这个国家能够这个比较健康。那么最近在上个星期的时候，这个疾病控制中心就说这个美国现在是流感这个很严重，因为在上个星期有22个小孩因为这个得流感而 死去。
The very best healthcare system in the world cannot prevent the mutation of viruses and death.
所以这个在全世界最好最好的这个医疗系统也不能够保证那个这个细毒这个细菌和病毒的这个异化和这个死亡。
Ever since Adam and Eve sinned against God, nature has been man's greatest enemy. Viruses, bacteria, bears, lions, rats, bees, ants, sharks are all now at war with mankind.
自从这个夏娃和亚登这个犯罪了以后，这个大自然就成了人类的这个敌人。这个病毒、细菌、这个狮子、老虎，然后老鼠、那个蜜蜂、蛇，还有shark这个鲨鱼，都是和人类征战。
Many here are in the healthcare and pharmaceutical industry.
我们当中有好多人都是在制药公司干活。
You know that vaccines and medicine that you do research on are a cat and dog chase game.
所以你们都知道，这个我们用的这个疫苗和这个吃的这个药都是这个猫和狗的这个游戏。
Medical science is only a temporary patch for health problems with various side effects.
所以这吃的这些药物都是一个这个临时的这些补丁，然后带来了很多的副作用。
There is a time before sin entered the world when everything lived in perfect peace and harmony. No one got sick, no one died, no tears, no loneliness or suffering.
在过去曾经有一段时间，这个世界这个罪恶来到这个世界之前，这个世界是很平安、很和谐，没有疾病，也没有死亡，也没有眼泪，也没有孤单，也没有这个折磨。
No one except God, Adam, and Eve knows what that is like. Generations after Adam and Eve, which includes us, face the consequences of sin.
没有人除了神和这个夏娃和亚当他们知道那个状况以外，其他的人都不知道。包括我们现在都在这个面临着这个罪的这个后果。
The Bible verses that we read in the Old Testament about bald head and all that, we're going to look at that right now.
You will look at it now. 刚才我们读到这个圣经里面的经文里讲这个秃头这个疾病的这些问题，我们来看看这段经文讲的什么。
It's a disease called leprosy.
这是讲这个麻风病这个病的症状。
Now, that was a bacteria that warred against the Israelites and the other people in the region.
So, this 麻风病实际上是那个时候给以色列人带来了很大的麻烦，在他们那个这个地区给他们带来很大的麻烦。
This disease is a skin problem where it slowly attacks the immune system and it deforms the victim outward appearance with spots and even causing body tissues like limbs and fingers to weaken and drop off.
这个麻风病是一个皮肤病，它就是慢慢的就会让人就侵犯人的这个免疫系统，然后呢，在这个皮肤上面就会生一些泡，生一些这个症状，然后呢，就慢慢的这个身体的这个组织就开始了软化，然后就会掉，像手指啊就会掉。
This disease is also well documented in ancient history of the ancient history of China and India.
在那个中国和这个印度的这过去的历史当中，也有很好的记载，就是讲这个麻风病的这个记载。
It's such a big problem in ancient history that God dedicated two whole chapters in Leviticus on this issue.
所以这是个很厉害、很厉害的一个问题。所以说，神就花了这个两章的时间，两篇篇幅的时间来讲这个麻风病的问题。
For many, the book of Leviticus.In the Old Testament seems to be this boring book about violence in killing animals, in bloodshed, in elaborate religious rituals and hygiene restrictions.
对好多人来说，这个利未记是一个很枯燥无味的一本书来念，因为它这个上面记载了很多的这个杀这个动物啊，然后流血啊，然后详细的记载了这个宗教仪式里面的每一个很详细的这个卫生的这个条例。
But the Old Testament is very important to understand why we have and need Jesus.
这个实际上，但是这个在旧约里面讲的这些东西，对我们来理解我们为什么需要耶稣基督呢？很重要。
Leviticus was written very likely by Moses, the leader of the young nation of Israel.
这尼维记很可能就是这摩西他这个当时很年轻的这个以色列人的这个领袖所写的这本书。
Israel was just starting off in establishing their own identity as God's people. They used to be under the Egyptians for many generations and had adopted their culture, rule, and even religion.
那么以色列人在那个时候刚刚才知道他们是神所确定的选民，他们在过去的日子当中，他们是在这埃及人的掌管之下，他们有的人都已经接受了埃及的文化，接受了埃及的一些这个控制，然后也同时也 有一些人也接受了埃及人的那些宗教信仰。
Now God had rescued them through Moses, and now God will establish a whole new religious system, based on sacrifice, and also God will give them new hygiene rules.
那么这个就是那个时候呢，神就利用摩西使他们这个带领以色列人出了埃及。那么这个时候，这个神要告诉他们一个新的一个宗教，一个新的信仰，就是要通过献祭和这个卫生的条例。
But underlying all that fact of that rules is that God is purely holy and just. And sin must be paid in blood instead of human life because of His grace. An animal's life is taken for the sins of men.
所以在这个里面一个很重要的原则就是说神他自己是完全的圣洁，也是完全的公义。所以我们的罪过必须要用通过这个血来偿还。那么与其用这个人的生命人的血来的话，他们这个时候呢就叫他们要用动物的血来代替。
With sin comes uncleanness and sickness. Diseases are the result of God's curse for sin.
So 犯罪的结果就是不洁净，然后就是疾病。那么疾病的结果就是神他对这个人犯罪的诅咒。
In chapter 13 and 14 of Leviticus, God gave Moses and his brother Aaron very detailed procedures when someone is unclean or sick with leprosy.
那么在利未记的13章和14章这两章当中，神就很明显的告诉摩西和他的这个哥哥这个 Aaron 他们在一起，就是具体的详细的过程怎样来处理这个不洁净的人和这个患这个麻风病的人。
We won't look at the whole two chapters of Leviticus, but we will try to focus on verses 45 and 46 of Leviticus 13.
我们不可能来把整个这两章都来看，但是我们今天就来这个重点讲两节，是45节和46节。
We will focus onthe area of uncleanness and the isolation of the victim.
我们来看看这个，就是这个不洁净和怎样来处理这个不洁净的人。
I'll just read that again. The leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes and let his hair of his head hang loose. And he shall cover his upper lip and cry out, unclean, unclean.He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp.
So, 利未记第十三章四十五和四十六节这么说：身上有长大麻风疾病的人，他的灾病的人，他的衣服要湿立，他也要蓬头散发，蒙着上唇喊叫说：不洁净了，不洁净了！疾病在他身上的日子，他便是不洁净。他即使不洁净，就要独居营外。
A sick leprous person shall be an outcast outside the community.
得这个麻风病的人要独居营外。
From these verses, it is interesting that God's priests are multitaskers. Not only did they care for the spiritual worship of the temple.They were also almost doctors.
所以这段经文也很清楚地告诉我们，这个神他自己的这些 祭司都是身兼数职，他们不管要管这个大会众会众的灵里面的需要，同时他们也是医生。
It is a priest would the priest would examine the sick and they would decide if they should be quarantined.
所以祭司要来验查这个病人是不是病了，然后呢，决定要不要把他们赶出营外。
So if
跟你看。
So if Daniel has a pimple on his head, the priest will examine him carefully because we don't want to just throw him out of the community. That's why God gave elaborate rules so that someone who's truly sick with leprosy will be taken out instead of Daniel.
所以也就是说呢，当这个秃头的人要看他头上的那个斑点，看他是不是麻风病。如果不是的话，把他留下来，像丹尼尔就把他留下来；如果是的话，就把他赶出营外。跟你看。
The leprous victim has to live in isolation from the healthy community. He or she has to move outside the city walls. No one should go near them.And they were supposed to warn others about their sickness by crying out, unclean, unclean, when people walk past them.
所以这个得麻风病的人要被隔离开来，从这个健康的这个人当中要隔离开来。他们必须要离开这个城市，然后呢，而必须要告诉大家，要不停地喊，要说他是什么不洁净的，不洁净的，要让大家知道他是不洁净的。
This winter season is when many people will get the flu virus. Many will self-quarantine themselves for a few days at home to recover. And it is best for them to avoid crowded places.
这个刚刚过去的这个冬天，我们好多人都得了这个流感，所以我们自己就把自己隔离开了，在家里面好好休息，跟家里人分开来。
It's a similar concept, but unlike the flu,Leprosy was difficult to treat during that time.
是同样的道理，但是不像这个流感一样，那么当时的时候，这个麻风病是没办法治疗的。
Many victims will live in sad isolation for a long time, and they will lose contact with the mainstream society, including their friends and their family members.
那么好多这个麻风病的病人必须要隔离好长好长的时间，他们就跟家人和朋友没有任何的交通。
Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew tells us of Jesus' encounter with a leper. In chapter 8, verses 1 to 4, we have the story.
那么在新约里面呢，这个马太福音里面也讲到耶稣基督见到一个得麻风病的人。那么在马太福音八章一到四节。
Let me read that four verses for us. When he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him.And behold, a leper came to him and kneeled before him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched up his hand and touched him, and saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you say nothing to anyone.But go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded.For a proof to them.
是马太福音八章一到四节这么说，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他，有一个长大麻风的人来拜他，说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。耶稣对他说，你岂不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司擦干，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物。对众人做证据。
Because leprosy is caused by the bacteria virus, no one healthy in their right mind would want to touch a leper.
因为大麻风是因为有细菌引起的，所以一般的情况之下，这个健康的人不愿意去碰那个长大麻风的人。
But when Jesus was on earth as the Son of God in human flesh, he did the unthinkable. Jesus, the holy and pure Son of God,was willing to touch a man suffering with leprosy.
当耶稣基督是神他自己的儿子 道成肉身来到这个世上的时候，他做到不可想象的一件事，就是用他自己这个手去碰了那个麻风病人。
The leper had faith in Jesus. He knew that Jesus had the power to the power over the nasty mutated bacteria and viruses. He knew that Jesus can reverse the curse of sin.
那个长大麻风的人，他有很大的信心，他相信耶稣基督有这个能力，能够治愈他的这个麻风病，他有这个能力来扭转这个罪的诅咒。
After Jesus heals the leper, Jesus tells him to follow the procedure in Leviticus. The healed leper would go see the priest to confirm that he is totally healed, and then offer a gift or sacrifice to God, just as Moses commanded in Leviticus.
所以当耶稣基督治好了这个麻风病人的时候，耶稣基督就叫这个麻风病人要去这个告诉这个祭司，把身体给祭司看，告诉他的病已经治好了，同时也要献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。
Friends, we are all sick and weak. Some of us here are maybe doctors, biology experts, chemistry or pharmaceutical experts, but we all know that the healthcare system of the world can only provide temporary patches to our health problem.
朋友们，我们都知道，我们大家都是软弱无力。我们当中有好多人是医生，或者是搞生物的、搞化学的，或者在这个制药行业是。但是我们都知道，整个这个医疗保健系统是一个临时的一个这个 patch， 临时的补丁，临时的补丁，对我们这个健康身体问题是个临时的补丁。
We need a true doctor and healer who will not give us side effects.
我们要需要一个完全的一个诊治者，没有任何的副作用。
That healer and doctor is Jesus Christ.
这个诊治者，这个医生就是耶稣基督他自己。
He came to fix the root problem of cancer, AIDS, Ebola, flu.
耶稣基督他来到这个世上来根治这癌症的问题，来根治这个艾滋病、伊波拉和流感的这些问题。
That root problem of our healthcare system is sin.
这问题的根源就是我们的罪。
As long as we are sinners, we still will suffer the effects of sin, regardless of the best healthcare we receive.
不管是有多好的医疗保健系统，只要我们是罪人，我们都会不断的来面对这个罪给我们带来的后果。
In God's eyes, because we are sinners, we are sick, like the lepers.
在神他眼里面来看，因为我们是罪人，所以在神眼里面我们都是有病的，就像那个长大麻风的人一样。
We live in a community outside of God's kingdom, God's city in heaven.
我们在住在一个社会里面，远离神他自己的那个 heaven 那个天堂。
We cannot enter God's city because of our spiritual disease.
我们不可能来到神他自己的国里面，因为我们有一些在我们的灵里面有一些疾病。
Our lies, gossip, anger, laziness, idolatry of money.Idolatry of entertainment, sports, and power are all symptoms of a sick and sinful heart.
我们的谎言，有的时候我们的谎言，我们的这个谣言，我们的愤怒，我们的懒惰，我们对金钱的崇拜，对这个娱乐的崇拜，对企业的崇拜，对这个权力的这个征求，都是我们因为我们心里面有一个不健康的心的表现。
Jesus.Came to fix the source of our spiritual and health problem, which is sin.
So, Jesus Christ came to this world is to heal our spirit and our body of diseases. So, these diseases' origin is our sin.
He was willing to be our spiritual doctor when no one else could help us.
So, he was willing to become our doctor when no one else could help us. 当没有人愿意的时候，耶稣基督他来到世上，成了我们的医生。
Some study medicine for job security, money, and recognition.
那么有些人就是学医是为了赚钱，要为了这个工作稳定，或者是要有人尊重他。
But there are those who study medicine to help others.
那么还有一些人学习这个学医是为了去帮助其他人。
Christian nurses and doctors who know Jesus and know the root problem for all illnesses is sin are willing to use their gifts for God's glory.
有好多这个信主的护士和医生，他们知道耶稣基督，他们也同时也知道我们这些疾病的根源是因为我们的罪的时候，他们就献上了他们自己的这个才能来为到神他自己的荣耀，来献上他们自己的才能。
In the news, American Christian doctors and nurses was given the highlight when they contracted Ebola while serving God in West Africa, trying to share the gospel of Jesus while helping the sick with their suffering.
那么大家可以看到，在过去的这个新闻报道当中，有好多这个美国的这个信主的医生，他们去南非，就是去传福音的时候，同时他们也帮助他们救那些那个伊布拉的那些病人。
Doctors and nurses are stable jobs in America and provide a very good income.
那么医生和护士在美国来说是一个很稳定的工作，而且也赚很多的钱。
But what is mind-boggling to the American public and culture is that there are doctors and nurses who are willing to leave the American dream for poor countries like Africa.
所以这些在这个新闻报道以后，就美国好多人都很惊讶，就是这些医生和护士，他们愿意离开美国这样一个很好的这个环境，去那个南非这个非洲那些很穷很穷的国家。
The motivation is not money.
他们的这个动机不是为了赚钱。
The motivation is worship.
他们的动机是去崇拜。
These Christian doctors and nurses know that they are sick themselves, and they have found their true healer, Jesus, who will reverse all sickness in the life to come.
所以这些医生他和护士他们都知道他们自己是罪人，他们自己也是有在神眼里面是有病的。所以他们就去，他们找到了那个医治他们的人，所以他们要去向那些人来传神他自己的福音。
They realize that life is temporary, and the root problem is sin, and that people just like the leper need to come to Jesus in faith for true healing.
他们知道生命是短暂的，那么这个问题的根源是罪。所以他们知道他们要像这个经文里面所讲的那个长大麻风的人一样，要来到耶稣基督的面前来求神的医治。
These Christian doctors are mirroring what Jesus did for them. The healthy coming to the sick out of mercy.
所以这些医生，这些这个信主的医生，他们是效仿耶稣基督所做的一样，用纯洁无瑕的来医治有病的。是出于那些神的他自己的怜悯。
Jesus who has no sin came to live with sinners. Jesus the healthy came to those dying from sin to save us.
耶稣基督他是无罪的，他来到这个世上住在罪人当中。耶稣基督是完全健康的，无病的，但是他为了我们的罪而死，为了是来救拯救我。
To conclude, I want to ask all of us this question. Is Jesus your true healer and doctor?
所以结束我想问一下大家，耶稣基督是不是你的诊治者？
The best healthcare coverage in the world cannot save you from sin.
世界上最好的医疗保健系统不能够救你从罪的这个后果里面能把你救出来。
The best education system in the world will not save you from sin.
你最好的教育系统也不能救你。
The cleanest and most comfortable home in the world will not save you from sin.
再干净、再舒服的家不能够让你远离罪。
Only Jesus can.
只有耶稣基督可以。
We need to turn to Him.
我们应该转向他。
Our pride, anger, jealousy.Gossiping, lust, lies are just symptoms of that root heart problem.
我们的骄傲，我们的这个 愤怒，我们的嫉妒，我们的这个谣言，我们的感觉，我们的lust 贪婪 ，OK， 和我们的谎言，都是这些问题的根源，这都是问题根源的症状。
The church is not a social club.
这教会不是一个俱乐部。
The church is a hospital for the sick.
这教会是这一个就病人的医院。
The only medicine we have is the best medicine, is Jesus.
那唯一的一个药物 we have 就是最好的这个药物就是耶稣基督他自己。
The people at church are not perfectly healthy.
那么在教会里面的人不是完全的健康。
We are all sinners who are getting better because we are changing our sinful or unhealthy habits.
我们都是罪人，我们仅仅是不断的能够改进，能够来远离我们以前过去的那个犯罪的那些行为。
Are we a healthier Christian from last year?
那我们现在是不是比去年更加这个健康呢？
If not, we need Jesus.
如果不是的话，我们需要耶稣基督。
Are you someone who is not a Christian but realize that you have this big problem of sin?
你是不是一个还不是基督徒，但是你已经认识到、已经意识到一个很强的这个罪的问题
？You need Jesus for healing.
你需要耶稣基督来帮助你。
May God help us grow healthier this year, spiritually healthier this year.
愿神来保守我们每一位，在2015年，让我们能够在灵里面更加健康。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your good gift of salvation in Jesus.
主，我们天父，我们感谢你，你给我们一个很好的礼物，就是耶稣基督。
The sinless, sickless, perfect Son of God came to dwell amongst us, sick and unclean.
这完寂无瑕的耶稣基督来到我们当中，我们这一批罪人当中。
We praise you for the sacrifice that he gave when he exchanged his clean life with our unclean life.
我们感谢你，主啊，你让他来到这世上，让他自己圣洁无瑕的生命来拯救我们这些有罪的这个生命。
Heal our sinfulness.
来医治我们的罪过。
So that we may glorify you in a bigger way this year.
所以我们可以来荣耀你自己的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。